It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
Hello, 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 folks. How are you today? How are you doing today? I hope you got all your bills paid. I hope you got your breakfast dishes done. And I hope you're working on that laundry. And if you're not, come over to my house. You can do mine. Okay? And I'm looking for somebody to mow my lawn. So just keep that in mind. Well, while I'm waiting for some takers on that, my happy friends in Mr. B's neighborhood, I have the lovely pleasure today of visiting with one of the most foremost dentists here in town, Dr. Layla Buck. Hello, doctor.
Hey, Mr. B.
Oh, you can call me Scott.
I don't know if we're allowed to call you Scott. Everyone I know has to call you Mr. B, so I feel in the in crowd if I do that too.
Okay, well, thank you. And I was just saying, doctor, I like to call you doctor.
That's great.
Because
thank you.
Not that I don't like your name. Okay, never mind. Okay, so anyway, doctor, thank you for taking some time today to come visit with me. Now, doctor, can you tell me how long you've lived here in the Forest City community or North Iowa community or whatever?
In Forest City, I've been here for 20 years now.
What?
I know. Time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe it's been 20 years either. It really does not seem like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first met you, doctor, when you were taking over from...
Dr. Richard Hines.
That was it. And he always cried when he looked into my mouth, doctor.
Oh, he did not.
Yes, he did. Yes, but he was such a sweet, kind person, as he still is. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. I tend to do that. But anyway, and those 20 years, as the cliche goes, have just flown by.
Indeed, they have.
Oh, my gosh, doctor. Now, doctor, I always ask all of my people whom I interview, what keeps them in the North Iowa area, doctor. Now, you probably have, or maybe not, opportunities to go to other locations and practice your skills. What is it about this area, doctor?
I chose Forest City. I'm from Goldfield, so not terribly far away is where I grew up. I knew I wanted to stay in Iowa and likely in North Iowa. I just wanted to be not related to every single person in town like I am at home and like most people are around here, too. It's been fun figuring out the spider webs of family trees. I purchased Dr. Hines' practice in 2002 out of dental school. And so it's been my practice since then. And it's hard to leave the people that you treat and love like your family and try to take care of as best you can. And it's been really fun watching, you know, kids grow up. I think the weirdest year was the kids that were in kindergarten when I filled out their kindergarten paperwork when they graduated.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that was just a little surreal because I hadn't aged. And so how did the children age?
No, doctor. I refuse to age anymore.
I agree. I'm sign me up as well. But so, Forest City's been a really great small town, but big town, that it has a lot of amenities.
Yes,
You know, college, the mm-hmm. employment, it's mm-hmm. a great group of people. Mm-hmm. I feel like home here, so I don't feel like I would ever want to mm-hmm. go anywhere else mm-hmm. besides where I am right now.
Yes, that's wonderful, doctor. Well, we're really lucky to have you
thank
here.
Thank you.
So, doctor, you said you came from Goldfield.
The big Goldfield.
Okay, now Goldfield has a population of what? 2.5, 3, maybe more?
Well, the map says like 600, but I think that's in the summer.
Oh.
Or at least it did the last time I looked. There's not a lot of people in Goldfield.
For the Goldfield listeners, I'm not trying to be insulting you. It's a beautiful community. Anyway, so then you went to Clarion, Goldfield.
Yep, Clarion, Goldfield.
For your entire undergraduate career.
So Goldfield in middle school. So in Goldfield, the elementary school kids went to there until the sixth grade. This is that long ago.
Okay.
And then middle school through high school was Clarion, Goldfield.
I see. Okay. All right. So where, doctor, along your path, did you decide that you thought you'd like to be a dentist? What did you just have a divine inspiration or?
Kind of.
Oh my. Can we hear about that, doctor?
So I was about eight, and my dad and I were at the park, and I had ridden my bicycle to the park, and he had driven his car, and we decided we would race home. And so naturally on a bicycle, I need to pedal a little faster.
A little bit.
Take the corners a little faster than what I normally would. Well, if I took the corner a little faster than I normally would, and face meets pavement, and pavement wins every time. And I broke my front tooth. And I it didn't really hurt, but I was so concerned that I could feel that my tooth was broken. So I, being Goldfield, everybody knows everybody, I just ran into my neighbor's house, I didn't knock, into their bathroom, and I look at my jack-o'-lantern smile, and I thought that I'm never going to have friends, I'm never going to have a boyfriend, I'm never going to get a job, my life is over.
And then that split second, doctor.
Oh yeah, just, yes. Well that was it was pretty hideous.
Yes.
And so I went to my dentist, and Eel Grove, and Dr. Varland, and he fixed my front tooth. And I thought, that is pretty fabulous. I want to do that. I want to make people smile. I want people, you know, to change their lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, doctor, do you see in a way you biffing it and having your tooth come out as a sign of your future then?
Right then, the day he fixed it.
Okay.
I had, you know, my joke is that I had recently found out that princess isn't a job by application. Although I do still feel like I'd be a good princess, but.
Is there any way to combine those two?
You know, I might look into that more after we get done here. I've kind of forgotten about that career path, but.
Well, that's fascinating, doctor. So then when you graduated from Clary and Goldfield, can you give us an idea of what your undergraduate work was and where you went to dental school?
So undergraduate, I went to BVU in Storm Lake. I was I went to school there because they had offered me a scholarship to play golf.
Okay.
And then, so as a science major, I had school from classes from 8 to 5. And everyone else was a business major, so they had classes from 8 till noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to go play their 18 from noon to 5.
Yes.
And I got to try to play mine from 5 to whenever it got dark.
Uh-huh.
And then that didn't leave a lot of time for homework.
No.
So I had gotten my first C ever on a test. And I got that C, and I cried and cried and cried, mm-hmm. and decided, I'm not here to play golf. I'm here to be a dentist. And so I had to, you know, resign from the team and concentrate on the studies, and thankfully that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent 3 years in Storm Lake. I was lucky enough after my third year to get accepted early into the College of Dentistry in Iowa City.
Okay.
So my first year in dental school, credits transferred to BV, and so I got my bachelor's degree a year after I was in dental school.
Mm-hmm.
Spent 4 years in Iowa City, so from 98 to 2002, and came up here right after graduation. It was like end of May, beginning of June.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. Now, doctor, to remain being a dentist, do you have to have so many, we used to call them in education, continuing ed classes?
Same.
Yeah, same. Okay.
Same.
Okay. Have you received any, may I say, accolades or advanced degrees past your doctorate? Seems like I've seen pictures on the wall.
Well, thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm a big nerd when it comes to...
Oh, well, I don't think that's what it said.
Well, I'm a big nerd when it comes to dentistry. I love what I do. So it's my job, it's my career, it's my hobby. So it's fun for me to continue to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep our license, like what you were talking about, dentists have to have 30 hours every 2 years, which
is
not a tremendous number of hours.
Okay.
I have received my fellowship from the Academy of General Dentistry. That was 500 hours of continuing education. And then I and an exam, like taking a board exam.
Okay.
And then after that, I got my master's in the Academy of General Dentistry. So that was 1,100 hours of continuing education, half of which had to be hands-on training.
Oh my God.
So I got that a few years ago.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations,
Thank you, doctor. Thank you.
Yeah, you have to toot your own horn, doctor.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
Okay. So just don't squeak. Oh, so anyway, with that being said, doctor, tell us about, with your business here in town, how many associates do you have in your business or co-workers?
Mm-hmm. So we're a pretty tight-knit group. So I am the only dentist in the office. I have three hygienists, mm-hmm. Carla, Holly, and Lana. Mm-hmm. I have three assistants, April, Amanda, and LaVon. And I have an office manager, Liz, and a receptionist, Lori. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we, for a group of women, which is not always easy to get along in a group of women, we get along very, very well.
Now, we're not going to go to stereotypes, are we, about women in close places or what?
Everybody can understand a group of women is not always the easiest to get along. But when I do go to my continuing education, that one thing that I come back every time and tell my staff is that, you know, I hear stories about other offices, and I'm so thankful for you guys and the efforts you put forth for, you know, our team, you put forth for our patients, and how well that we can just smooth over the little stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So important.
So important.
Yes. Yes. Doctor, how did the COVID pandemic affect your practice?
I was actually really surprised how much it affected society in general. For us, we got notification, you're practicing full time, everything's fine. And then they started to shut everything down in New York and Chicago, and rightfully so. But this is Iowa, in my opinion, just like a movie takes a while to get to Iowa.
Yes, it does.
It takes a while for major epidemics to get to Iowa. Mm-hmm. But they had us closed down, except for dire straits emergencies, for about 2.5 months.
Okay.
Completely. When we came back, you know, a lot of things can happen to people's dental health in, you know, basically 3 months. We had, you know, dentistry is one of those professions where we're already very conscious of communicable diseases. We're already pro-prevention. We're already, you know, gloves, masks, that whole sterilization. We've already been, we were washing our hands before it was trendy.
That's exactly right.
And so not a lot changed for us.
Yes.
As far as what protocols were, there were a few additional things that were state mandated, like changing our coats between every time we left a room. That was different.
Okay.
That was the main different thing. Everything else was pretty much the same. There were some patients that were really looking forward to their big day out of the house. There are some people that hadn't seen anybody in 3 months.
Yes.
And then there were some people that you know haven't came back until like now. That it's been a couple of years, and that's been really surprising to see the amount of change that can happen in a short amount of time.
Yes.
For people's dental health.
Yes. So then, when you were shut down for that amount of time, then did that when you did come back, then did you you had to go through this whole process of rescheduling all of these cleanings and other surgical procedures or.
Right. So we're usually scheduled 6 months out. So those patients were already in there, but then there was the whole 3 months of patients that had just been canceled. And so it was very difficult to try to file everybody back in.
Yes.
It worked fairly well with people that didn't feel comfortable, you know, going out.
Yes, yes.
And the people who really wanted to get in, you know, kind of canceled the numbers out. And it was definitely very, very busy for a while there, trying to just get back to normal.
Sure.
The new normal. What do they call it, say now?
Yeah, I guess so. New normal. Whatever normal is. But, okay, so with that happening then, doctor, so when, where was I going with this thought, doctor? I was going to ask you something. So, when you are there during the day, what would you say would be the majority of your time is spent on what kind of procedures, may I ask? Is that a fair question?
Sure.
Okay.
It really depends on the day.
Oh, sure. Yes.
So in our office, for our schedule, it's on the computer, and every type of procedure has a color. And so root canals are blue, crowns are brown, dentures are pink. And so it's usually a good mishmash of all the colors.
Okay.
That's a good day for me to get to do all the things in general dentistry. Just
you know,
my day's not all the same. I get to do all the things that I like and not too much of one thing that maybe I'm sitting for 2 hours and having two of those in a row.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say there's any specific thing that we do every single day, but we do all the procedures. We you know, like everything that you would think to go to the dentist to do, fillings, root canals, extractions, dentures, partial dentures, implants, Botox, Invisalign, cleanings, exams, yes. emergencies.
Yes.
Just all the things you'd think of for a general dentist. I like to be able to do all of those things for yes. my people.
Wow. So you are, as the old cliche goes, a one-woman show, doctor.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
All the services are provided that we would need for our dental care.
Yes.
Right there. So, all right. So, doctor, tell us a little bit about your family.
My husband, Dustin,
yes.
Is right now a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. He is a police reserve for mm-hmm. the Forest City Police Department. Mm-hmm. Full-time go-kart dad is his big thing
oh,
right now with the boys.
Okay.
He was formerly officer for the City of Mason City mm-hmm. and detective mm-hmm. for the North Iowa Task Force.
Okay.
And retired-ish after our youngest was born.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We have our son, Sully. He's mm-hmm. 13. Mm-hmm. He will be in 8th grade. And our son, Leo, is 9, and he'll be in the 3rd grade.
Oh, my goodness. What's it like, doctor, raising 2 boys?
I think it's great.
Yes.
My sister has 2 girls that are the exact same age, well, pretty much, as my
yes,
2 boys.
Yes.
And so when I watch my nieces, they want all of the attention, all the time, all of the interaction, and their voices are so high and shrill. And my boys kind of like to do their own thing, and they're making noise all the time, just at a lower...
decibel?
Mm-hmm. Lower pitch.
Lower pitch, okay.
Maybe the same decibels, but...
yeah. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's just really different, boys versus girls.
Isn't it, though, doctor?
It yeah. is. It yeah. really is.
Yeah.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
you have 2 boys.
I do. Mm-hmm. They're men now, so, well...
Some days.
Well, you use that term loosely, but...
They are your boys.
Yeah, okay, we'll just go with that. Yes, my offspring. There's no question about that. So... But I felt that same way, doctor, growing up. You know, they were really relatively easy to take care of.
Yeah, and they get along and most of the time. Yeah. And when they don't, they figure it out.
Yes.
And they don't hold the grudge forever.
Yes. And yes. Mm-hmm. And so, doctor, then you live in the Forest City community here?
Yep.
Okay.
We
You don't have to give your exact address. That's
we
your
were
business.
Living on an acreage north of town, and
there
now
you go.
We're back in town for the past couple of months.
Oh, you have been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
It was just an opportunity that
sure.
I could not say no to. It's a historic home in Forest City
yeah.
that I love to take care of mm-hmm. people. I love to take care of homes. And so this was a home that I knew that
oh.
needed to be saved for the next generation to enjoy. And so I'm happy to be the caretaker for a while.
Oh. So may I ask what are some of the things you're doing then for the home?
Right now, we're just living there.
Okay.
And... you know, doing some of the maintenance things that need to be done, and mm-hmm. I'm exploring what I feel like would be the best way to make the house acknowledge the way it was built.
Okay.
And
okay.
work for our family and how we live there.
Oh,
so right now
yes.
we're living in a little bit of disorganization.
Sure.
But in the end, I think that it'll be the right choice for our family and for the home long term.
Why, sure, sure. Well, that's wonderful, doctor.
Thanks. And
so are you a... do you are you like a DIY person, you do it yourself type thing?
I do like
oh,
to do that.
What are some of the things you like to do, doctor? Do you do your own plumbing and and I mean do you install flooring and all of this, or you do this kind of thing?
I do.
So my goodness.
So my dad
oh my goodness.
My dad plumbing, heating, electric, HVAC and Norwegian. So
oh.
if you're a Norwegian you don't pay somebody else to do the job
oh,
that
see.
You could do yourself.
I see.
And so mm-hmm. hanging out with Dad, I've learned to do a lot of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then just research YouTube DIY channels.
Yes.
I've done a lot of home improvement myself.
My goodness. That must be so self-satisfying.
Sometimes. And sometimes it's really nice to write a check.
You have to pick and choose there, huh,
Gotta
doctor?
Pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yes.
They joke that a dentist is an enamel carpenter. So just a
oh,
tiny
yes.
little carpenter mm-hmm. in a moving house. With personality.
Well, thank you for that, doctor. That sounds like that's a great adventure for you and your family.
Yeah, it's been good.
Is your family enjoyed the transition then?
Yes, yes. Oh. Dustin was just perfectly fine where we were. We were on the river before, mm-hmm. and he loved the nature there. And this place is just a little bit further from the river, but there's all sorts of nature and different things that he
oh.
didn't get to see before. So he's oh. very pleased with that. The boys love it. They're happy wherever they're at. They're happy kids.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Thanks.
So you said the one is going to be an 8th grader? Is that right?
Yes, one will be in 8th grade.
Okay, Sully, is that correct?
Yeah, Sully.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sully, does he, what are some of the extracurricular activities maybe? Is he involved in any?
So he plays the saxophone in band.
Okay.
And then his he is a very small statured boy. Mm-hmm. And so athletics are just probably not going to be his thing.
Okay.
I really wanted him to be a wrestler, but that's just not in his personality. I was a wrestling manager and statistician through high school, and so I love it. He has three grandpas that were state champions. And so it's kind of a family thing, but just Sully's personality is just not there. So his thing is go-karting. So go-karting goes from early spring to late fall. They travel all over the Midwest.
Oh, my goodness.
He's had national accolades. He's just been really successful in his go-karting career. So
that would probably be what you do on weekends then.
That's what we do on weekends. When they drive 8 hours for a weekend, I don't always go with because that's a bit... far for mom to go, but I think this Friday night we'll go up to Brownsdale, which is kind of by Austin, and it's just a little about an hour drive.
Okay.
And smaller race, but always a very well attended, well supported go kart race.
Mm-hmm. And how long has he been involved with go karts?
So he started, I think he was 7 when he started. Mm. So he's been doing it for a number of years, and it's been fun to see him grow and grow in as far as his driving abilities and strategies and then mechanical understanding. It's just, he's my Mr. Science, Mr. Engineer.
Oh.
It's his jam. So he's loved motors since he's been a baby.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And your other son is 9 years old, you were saying.
He's 9.
Yes.
He'll be in 3rd grade.
Okay.
And he is also into go-karting.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what Dad's other part-time job is to get the boys ready for the races on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And so Leo, he's coming along. He's getting better every year. He was a little aggressive 2 weekends ago in Brownsdale that he decided he wanted to pass, but he passed on the outside on a curve he knows he wasn't supposed to. Oh. And then little burn out there and got placed in the back when they started over again.
Oh,
and you could just tell from his body language he was mad at himself that he knows better, but couldn't help himself.
Well, that is wonderful, Doctor.
Thank you.
That's great. Do you find that the North Iowa area, Forest City in particular, has quite a few great opportunities for young people?
Oh, Forest City is very, very supportive of the young people.
Yes.
That between the community schools, the Education Foundation, the college, wonderful place for kids to be educated.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. Yes. Very proud to have been a part of that team at one point. So Doctor, your typical day, you get there to work. Do you have meetings right away in the morning, or do you just all go ahead and do your functions, or how does that go? What are the inner workings, Doctor, of your dentist's office, that things I need to know, like TMZ, that I would never know otherwise?
I don't know. I think that...
Or there isn't anything.
I don't know. I don't know if there'd be anything that would really surprise you.
Yes,
we all get to work and...
That's the first step, right?
We get there, Step one. Step one, walk in the door. There are a few employees that get there earlier to get several things ready. Most of us show up 15, 20 minutes before our first patient, change into our uniforms, wash our hands, make sure everything's clean, and seat our patients. We see a patient approximately every hour would be a good estimate. And break for lunch.
Yes.
Do it again in the afternoon.
Yes, yes.
We try to be done around 4:30, but we're done when we're done.
Sure, sure. Now, in your profession too, Doctor, you would have to have a great amount of what I would call people skills. I mean, you're moving from room to room, working, examining, whatever the case would be. So you'd have to be a master, I would think, at the art of small talk.
There's some small talk.
Yes.
Some of my favorite patients are the ones that don't like small talk, and they just want to talk about something really bizarre, just right off the handle. And I love the amusement of that. And I can't even give you a good example off the top of my head.
That's
but
right.
But there's a lot of hi, how are ya? A lot of just trying to read the body language and facial expressions of, is that person having a bad day?
Absolutely.
Do they feel like talking?
Yes.
Maybe somebody's not feeling good.
Yes.
And knowing people for 20 years, you really learn a lot from them, even if I do see them just twice a year for, a couple of hours. They really get to know them, and you know what's usually going on for them in their head. And, and there's some good poker face people that I can't read very well. But
I'm sure. Doctor, are there any clubs or organizations here in town that you're a part of?
Yes. I just got my 20 years for being a Rotarian. I was president in 2010 to 2011, and I am president again this year until next year. And so, yep, really active in that. And boy, off the top of my head, that's between work and that, that's what I got going on.
I'm sure. So being a Rotarian president, what are some of the duties, so to speak, of that position then?
Duties of the president would be just, you know, overall making sure the club is doing all of the different activities that we already plan to do, facilitating a meeting every Tuesday at noon. If you ever want to come to a meeting Tuesday at noon, we'd be happy to buy you lunch.
They do have good food, Doctor.
They do have good food. Then, you know, there's some speaking engagements, which are not my favorite thing to do. I should have had a different speech teacher going to school, and maybe I would be more confident in that. I don't know. I don't know how to get that butterfly feeling to go away out of my stomach.
Yeah.
There's different fundraisers. You know, the president typically shows up to all of the functions that there are, and advisory capacity to the board meetings. And it's not a lot of work. It's a lot of grateful volunteering opportunities. It's really a fun time. It's not work.
Yes. So as we're closing this up, Doctor, and I've learned so much about the world of dentistry, so I appreciate that, and I just know that I don't want to be in somebody else's mouth. It's just not my thing. But, Doctor, what are some of your hobbies and interests? You mentioned remodeling, maybe, if that's the right word. Do you have any other hobbies, interests, if you have any time?
Right. So dentistry really is my hobby.
For me too. Teaching was
really
that was my
do.
Hobby.
I really do love it. That you know, going to continuing educations, that they're usually at least a full day Friday, if not a full day Friday, full day Saturday. I'm in a study club that meets once a month, so for comprehensive dentistry. Let's see, working on the house, chasing the kids around. I like to play golf. I'm not nearly as good as what I once was. That, you know, to play on a college team now would be very laughable.
But you have fun.
I go out with my friend and we have fun. And so we do that about once a week. We spend some time over in Clear Lake, do some boating.
Yep.
And other than that, I think my kids think my hobby is cleaning house, but it's not.
That could be an actual occupation.
It really would be. Do you know anybody?
No, because I would hire them.
Well, if you get any numbers, you let me know.
Okay. Merry maids? I don't know.
Yeah, I want somebody more like live-in.
Oh, I see. You need a Hazel.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That's what you need. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that'd be all right.
Okay.
Or what was the one on the Brady Bunch?
Florence? No, not Florence.
Was it Florence? We'll go with Florence.
I don't know. I can see her in my head.
For sure. She was the middle square.
Yes. Alice. Whew. I feel better. Oh, Flo was a waitress on the show, Alice. Yeah, the brain still works.
The vault.
Yeah.
It's been opened.
My classic vault, yes. Well, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for giving your time today and telling us about your business and the importance of dentistry. And, Doctor, I would just finally here would ask you is to give a pitch as to why people really need to take care of their teeth. Why is that, Doctor?
I think that a lot of people don't understand that their mouth and their teeth are part of their body. And that, I know that seems silly, but it's all a system. So if you have an unhealthy mouth, whether that be unhealthy teeth that are abscessed or unhealthy gums that bleed, that infection is actually going over your whole body and can lead to things like heart disease, stroke, early death, preterm labors. A lot of systemic things they are relating statistically through research to oral health. And so not only that, but I know as I've helped people get their smile back, that brings a lot of self-confidence and joy to people when they have, something that they're proud of.
Yes.
And there's one lady in particular I'm thinking of that she seemed like a completely different person after we gave her her new teeth. She came in kind of standoffish, and she seemed unhappy-ish. And then the next time, she was smiling from ear to ear. She was outgoing. She was joking with other people. It was really, really great to see a change in a matter of a few days. And
Well, you heard it there, folks. So make sure you're going in for those checkups. Don't miss those checkups and take care of your teeth. So, doctor, thank you for being a part of this community, and I hope that you have many more years here, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You'll get the bill. So with that, folks, that's Mr. B's Neighborhood for today. I hope you are enjoying the time with your neighbors and share a lemonade with your neighbor next door. Okay, bye-bye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.